Okay, Chaver, there's some handouts here if you'd like. We've been discussing in the mornings the inyan of davening, and as we mentioned, it's a sugya, which is beyond a sugya. It's nowhere near something to cover in 15 minutes, ever. So, we're going to take this afternoon a little bit just to be marchev in the inyan of tefillah, especially since in the 3 weeks, we're going to be saying, especially when it comes time of Hashanah Yom Kippur, speaking about the Beis HaMikdash, and Churban Beis HaMikdash is a Churban in the Inyan of Tefillah. Ki Beisi Beis Tefillah Yekarei L'Chalo Amen. So therefore, it's especially important to focus on Tefillah, that which the Navi bemoans in Eicha, Sosam Tefillasi, the Shari Tefillah have been closed. So just a Pesach into the world of Tefillah, as we see from the Tzadikim, and just a little bit of Lamaisa at the end, Be'ez Hashem. We always start from Rav Bunim, or somewhere in the Cheder Pshischa. So once again, let's do that in Torah Simcha, Simen Reish Samech Hei. This is a Maisa that the Mechaber says, Kishayisi Pamishan Lifnei Admor Mifashischa Kibalti Al Atzmi Lefanav Shekoyev Roishi Elo Beis HaTfila. He says, my head hurts during davening. Shedachakti Aisima Oil Yispala Bekavana. That I don't know exactly what that means. He's pushing his head. He's exerting himself very much in his thoughts. Ubelimo Lokov Roshi. But when I learn, no problems. He wanted to know what's pshat. You know, Bunim was he wasn't a doctor, but he was a pharmacist. So Bunim said, what does a head have to do with davening? Why are you pushing your head so much? You're in the wrong place, buddy. Have you omer zeh tefila? Where does it say anything about the head in davening? As it says, "V'siftach dibeinu." So he says, "Mehaz v'hal alokav li roshi klal." That was the antidote. That was the medicine which I needed in order to remedy my headache during davening. The Rashab echoes this. And Shnas Tafresh Nun Tes Amid Ches, he's speaking about the ability of the Dibur to be Ma'ir the Kavana. And he writes from the period there, Ve'inyan HaKavana, Vos Meint Kavana, Ein Perish HaKavana, Sichlius Shebimoyach. And again, this is Chabad, this is great thinkers of Chabad. Demash Shaychus Yesh Lekol Hevel Halev LaHasagas HaSeicha. What does the voice which emanates from the heart have to do with what you know, with the HaSagas HaSeicha? She'ein sharesh hamshachas to mishlam. You don't draw kavanas ha'tfila from your head. Ela ikr inyan kavanazu huel kavanas ha'lev, which he explains bekitzer. He bebechines re'usa deliba, what he calls the ratzon of the heart. Shelamala meha kavanas sichli ashim asagas ha'secha. That there's a place bo'emek ha'lev which reaches higher because it's deeper than what the seichel could be masik. Shezem is or biyoser ayidei kol hevel halev b'choimer osios hadibur dafka. I hope Mr. Shem to discuss this maybe in the mornings. The shaychus of why it is that tefillah has to be dafka b'dibur. The tzaddikim speak about this. If the whole inyan is just an expression towards Hashem Yisbarach, it could have been done b'machshava. No, it has to be dafka b'dibur. So he has a whole piece here in the beginning of Tafresh Nun Tes. How it is. How he explains it to be that through the koyach of dibur, a person is able to be ma'oyer a kavana from the oimek halev, which is even higher than the seich of ein kamakum harach b'zeh. Rav Moshe Wolfson in his sefer Vanit Tfilah, which is very much encouraged reading for any people who want to take davening more seriously. I encourage it because we daven 3 times a day every day. So he writes, and you're missing just a few words here. He writes that tefillah is called in the Torah. That's exactly what it means. It's just a very sincere, that's a very good word for kavana, is a sincere turn to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam as a father, as a mother, all different ways of expressing who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his relationship to us. With what he calls kavana salev, a hishtapcha salev. V'gam im mechavnim perish hamilos. A person will say, listen, I daven b'kavana, right? I understand exactly what I'm saying. Adayin ein zeh b'chol levavchem. Ela b'roshu b'moach, you're in your head. Your head is for learning, but your heart is for davening. There are people that they daven up the Gemara. There are those who suffer. I think these people suffer much more. It's a much bigger machala that they're learning up the davening. That they're davening, but they're learning davening. They don't know how to separate. That it's not the same kelim. Both are missing something. Torah needs to be learned in depth and understood. Not just to daven through them. And davening means an amkus. It needs an oimek halev. V'lo'avdo v'chol levavchem. V'kosav apanem yafos. She'ikr ha'tfila hi she'hateva yoytze mipiv achar kavanas halev. Shahirgish halev motzi es hateva, that the teva comes out of our mouth from a place where there's already a hergish of the lev. V'loisha yoytze kodim hatevas mipiv achar chispana halev lachshama pirish hateva shamar. And we fall, we're susceptible to this as well, that we say words and then we stop to think about them. But that's a broken tefila. It has to be that when you say the word, your heart is in a place that when the word comes out of such a heart, you're offering the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that sincere, with that emotion, with that feeling that you're offering something to Him. Not that you say the word and then you contemplate it, then you're ma'ayin the word. It takes a hachana. We've been speaking in the whole morning. We've taken up 2 weeks to discuss a hachana for davening. Hachana for davening, how it begins in the night, and all the different hachana for davening in Torah, and in Staka, or whatever it is that a person has the whole hachana, because we're trying to create a space and the kiyus halev, a tara, and halavaya kedusha, so that when the words come out of our mouth, we're not preparing during davening. Just imagine somebody trying to prepare a shir during the shir. What type of hatzlach is that going to be? It has to be that you're already prepared for davening, so that the words come out of that place. You've already conditioned yourself, you've prepared a place in your heart. And it's not so easy to get up and to get into the heart right away in the morning. It takes work. The heart is one of the places which is farthest from our shlita. But we have to work to get to the heart. Take a look at the Degel Machaneh Ephraim over here. This is an amazing piece. It's tiny, tiny. It comes from Parshas Balak, where Balak is told, by Bilam. He says, no matter what Hashem says to me, even if you give me all the kesef is love in the world, lo ucha lav or espi Hashem. I can't do something against what Hashem wants. So the Machaneh Ephraim said, why do we need to hear this? So he says, B'derech Remez, Od Yirmos Lanu Ha'adam Baruch Hu, Shekosav Devei Bilam Eilu B'Tarasin HaKadosh. Why waste words, halakha words in Torah from what Bilam's filthy mouth? She writes, Shehatora Matmiya Ve'omeres. Here is a Pesach B'derech Remez Baruch HaKodesh. The Torah is in wonderment. It's bewildered. It's saying like this, Lo'ucha Lav Respi Hashem. There's something which is called Lav Vors Pi Hashem. Hainu, Ledaber Diburim Shel Hashem Yisborachu, Me'osios HaKedoshim, Rak B'ha'avor B'alma V'lishim Kavanas Halev. There's something which is called Lav Vors Pi Hashem, that the words just come passing through your mouth, without any Kavanas Halev. The Torah wonders about that. V'zeh Lu'ucha. The Torah says about this Lu'ucha. I'efshel L'hachalzeh. The Torah says, I can't understand how it is that a Jew, that he could say words before Hashem, and they could just pass through his mouth without any Kavanas Halev. You imagine that? So said Degel Machaneh Ephraim, Bilam is teaching us. The mouth of Bilam is teaching us that when it comes to davening, how it could be that a person should just rumble off words. Just like that. The Torah is matmiya. The Torah is bewildered about such a thing. We will also wonder such a thing. I bet you when Mashiach comes, or if a person should do sincere tshuva, he'll wonder to himself, how is even shaykh such a thing that he should stand in front of a king like this? In front of a God like this, and I was able to let words come out of my mouth just passing by. How it was shaykh, such a thing. So the Torah comes from that place. And this is a pesach from the mind of the Torah, kivyachol, that the Torah is giving a little push for davening and saying, I don't understand. I'm Torah. And I know that tefillah is something else than that. And I'm wondering how it is that a sincere Jew, that a Jew, can come in front of Hashem Yisbarach and just like have words come out of his mouth. How could it be such a thing? It's mamish one of the wonders of the world, such a thing. So now when we speak about kavana in davening, and of course we're speaking about ru'usa deliva kavana salev, kavana in davening is a topic in and of itself, of course. What it means, kavana davening, at least we've at least zeroed in on the fact that it comes from the heart, doesn't come from the mind. You can get headaches from that. And it's trying to build a house with a pencil. It just doesn't work. That's not the right keli. Right? It hurts if you try to use the wrong kelim for a project which is not called for. So just two ma'amakomos, one from the Sefer HaTanya, and one from the Igra Dekala, from the Bnei Yitzchak. Just a little Pesach into the Indian of Kavan and Davening in a story. He says, Habeinanim, you know that the Baal HaTanya has a whole derech, a homahalech, when he speaks about tzadikim, and Beinanim, and Rishoyim, what that means. He says, the Beinanim, he says that people that they fluctuate back and forth between high points and low points in Avodas Hashem, lefamim ve'itim rabim yesh lahem timtum halev shenasa ke'evim v'lo yochol liftoach liba. Right? I'm sure this has happened to us before. We feel that at times that our mind is enclosed, and he can't open up his heart. Lavoy the shevaliv zutfila. V'gam lefamim lo yuchal lehilachim im hayetzer lekadosh asav mitzvah mipin kav the shevaliva. And even if he tries to wage war with the yitzhara, he finds it difficult because his heart is susim. And again, if we start to just try to prepare for this at the davening time, it's already too late. V'zosi eitzah hayuutzah b'zar kadosh. So listen to the words of the Zohar. The Amar Rav, Mesifta Beganidin, Adol Salak Bein Naharin, he says that if there's no light, they said in the Mesifta Beganidin, if there's no light, Mevachin Le Gufa. Adol Salak Bein Naharin, Dinishmasa Mevachin Le. So he's going to explain what that means. Perish. Naharin Dinishmasa, the light of the Neshama, is the Orha Neshama Vahasechel Ein Amerikal Kach. It says that when you can't shine the light of the Neshama so much, Limshal Al Chomyas Shebaguf, so what a person needs to do is they need to be misbein gdulas Hashem, and it's eino nitbas v'nitbach b'mochol kolkach shuchlim shalachom yasalev. He just can't get over this guf, this problem which he has. Machmas chumusam gasusam, v'hasibah he gasus haklipa shemagbiya atma al or k'tushas nefesh levashel lashpil la'afar dahanu likboi itim lahashpil atma lios nimzah be'ena v'nimas. Two eitzes, one in passing and one at the conclusion. That the first eitz is to be misboinin in Godless Hashem. To take the time before davening to think about who it is this Ribbon Hashem we're davening in front of. And if that doesn't work, he says that a person should be mashbel himself, because what does not allow a person to daven, and davening comes from the neshama. We'll see maybe tomorrow morning a little bit of this in the next couple of days, whatever it is. That davening has to come from a pesach from the neshama. That's what it means, the lev. The opening of the heart means an opening of the neshama, and the guf. Because of the kvedas haguf, it doesn't allow the neshama to shine. So the way to be machniya the guf, therefore, is to be misboinin in the godless Hashem, and also in the shiflas ha'adam, in the shiflas haguf. And hopefully, halavai, we should be able to make a crack in the guf that the neshama should have just a little bit of his slavas to open it up, so that when a person starts to daven, it's supposed to grow over the course of davening. It's not supposed to be just davening all in one shot. Again, these are things which are mamish sugi zaruchim, mesechta shlemas. You know, the tzaddikim say that we have just a few of the mesechtas and shas which are left. There were many more mesechtas and shas. There was mesechtas Ava, mesechtas Yira, mesechtas Anava. These were all mesechtas and shas, the tzaddikim say. But the satan took away the main mesechtas, and we left us with the niglas haTorah. And so the tzaddikim and all the later generations, they came to be mashlim these mesechtas shlemas. I think it's the Gaon who says that. Mesechtas shlemas in Avodas Hashem. And now the Igra Dekala, in Parshas Bereishis, he writes, "Hinei noda shehatfila hi shehi below kavana. If a tefila does not have kavana, less la gadfin, it doesn't have wings. Ve'ena oila lamal rikim." So says Tikkuni Zohar. Doesn't go up if there's no kavana. Who below kavana ratzalamar? So he touches kavana. Kishehu below yira ve'ava. Deheim inun hagadfin kaneda. One wing is called yira, and one wing is called ava. Ve'his oira hayira ve'ara. Noida de tzarech mikodem lachshav bechachmaso ubinaso gdulas yotzreinu baruchu ve'eichu biyek tana mu'ot bedas omelif tamidim. Again, Hashem is godless in his own shiftless. That's how a person opens up your nav. So this is the mindset, again not a mindset, that we're using the kelim of the mind to open up the lev, which is the karech haneshama, to be zeichet to that ahavanira. This is what it means kavana, that it should be with a lev. It should be with an emotion. It should be something which is even deeper than emotion. But not from the mind. The mind is not what we daven with. It's the keli which we use to open up the heart, to daven with the heart. You know the maestro with the Baal Shem, that he once walked into a shul with his Talmidim on one of his travels, and he commented that the room is full of davening. It's full of tefillas. And all the Talmidim were wondering about that. It wasn't known to be such a shul where there was such a great hislavus. So the Lashon Tov explained that the shul is filled with davening because they're all stuck in here. He says that in order for the tefillas to ascend to Shamayim, they need godfin, they need wings. And those wings are avanira. So he says this room is filled with davening, that there's no room in this room because it's filled with davening, because all the davenings which the Yidden were offering in that shul, they had no wings, they were stuck in the shul. So he came and he was malda all the tefillas, of course. But without wings, then the tefillas don't go up. And it's not that tefillas are not nana. Of course, every tefillah is nana, the tzaddikim say. It's just that the tefillah has to get there. It needs the wings to go up. If there's other ways for tefillahs to get there. There's backdoor ways. There's all the different types of ways that tefillahs could be nana. And every tefillah is nana. Many times, it needs a little bit of a push from day to day. Sometimes the tefillah needs a push. If the wings get tired, it needs to be pushed up. You can imagine all the different sugyas within the all in the tefillah and kabbalah sa tefillahs. But what we need to know going into davening is how important the kavana is. Because it's already too late if we're trying to use our moich in the middle of davening. We need to know what the words mean. We need to know what the words mean. But that's not how we daven. That we mentioned this morning, that the tefillah should be so rugged, you should know that what the words mean, it should be so fluent in your mind and in your mouth that you don't need to use a linear sin in your entire life. That you should be pushing to you what the words mean, so therefore you should be able to grow more and more in the emek tefillah and to be marchiv in the lev. Because you know, I don't have to tell you that if you're using the linear siddur every single day, you don't like to use it anymore, then it becomes a headache for you. Because you know what it means. It's just you're killing a dead thing already. We need to find new avenues to open up the lev, to know what the words mean, but that's just the beginning, and to have a psichas alev, v'la'avda b'chol avavchem, so tefillah we should be saychat. Have a good day.